Story developing right now in Houston, Texas, where the State Department has ordered the China Houston consulate office to shut down. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan is on this story and joins us with the very latest. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I think people around Houston realized that something was going on with the Chinese consulate when they started seeing smoke rising up from around that building last night. They called the fire department. The fire department was not allowed to come inside. They were told by the folks, the officials there at the consulate, that everything was okay. No problem. We don't need you. But the fire department stayed outside. Turns out that people were bringing bins full of papers, documents of some kind, out to the courtyard and burning them in a trash can. Why? Nobody's really sure. But then shortly after that, we learned that the State Department had ordered China to close that consulate in Houston. It's one of five that operate around the country. This one happens to handle seven states or around the south and southeast, Paul.
So it sounds like our spies found out that they were spying on some of our companies. Maybe they had some sensitive documents they needed to get rid of.
We'll never know. I mean, there's just no way of knowing. It's not as though the FBI could knock on the door either. They couldn't go inside because that patch of property of a square block in Houston is considered sovereign Chinese territory. So even though the U.S. State Department can order the Chinese out of there and tell them to evacuate the building, and that's what they intend to do by Friday, they can't just walk in and start looking at papers and going through desks.
What is China saying about this?
They're calling it a breach of international protocol. They say that there will be retributions to this. It sounds like some of the saber rattling that we heard previously regarding trade, but trade really hasn't been talked about so much. There hasn't been a discussion of new sanctions or new tariffs one way or the other. They're talking more, and we haven't heard anything specific at all, but this seems to be more of a diplomatic, perhaps even a military kind of row instead of the trade disputes that we've seen in the last couple of years, Paul.
I guess what interests me, what I'm curious about, is what happens next. So China evacuates the building, they leave, it sits there. Are they invited back at some point?
That's a great question. I would assume so. I mean, it's a busy office. They handle visa applications. They handle matters for foreign diplomats and for Chinese people living in this country. And so, I suspect that at some point they will have to reopen it. Either that or just reassign the Texas and seven states that it was handling to another of the Chinese consulates in the U.S.
All right. Very interesting. Love to know what was in those bins that they were setting ablaze last night. I guess, like you said, Jim, we'll never know, huh?
We'll never know.
All right, we'll keep following this. I know you will too, Jim. Thanks for your time this morning. Really.